You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, we meet a local beekeeper whose bees may soon play a crucial role in pollinating almond orchards in California. Before we begin, a quick message. Get ready for a sky-high aerial extravaganza at the 34th Annual Ashland Balloon Fest. From June 27th to June 29th, Freer Field transforms into a magical place filled with dozens of incredible hot air balloons, food, merchants, live entertainment, and fun activities for kids. Don't miss the spectacular balloon glows lighting up the night sky. Mark your calendars and join in for an unforgettable weekend. Visit ashlandballoonfest.com for more info. Now our feature story. Aaron Bilheimer is a beekeeper from Shelby with an ambitious goal. Within the next few years, he hopes to send some of his bees out west to help pollinate almonds. This goal hinges on the health and growth of his bee population, which has been showing promising signs lately. His vital work is set against a backdrop of bee population collapses across the United States due to pesticides and invasive varroa mites. Bilheimer, who also owns the Fan Cave Shop in downtown Shelby, shared his journey and future plans during a recent Shelby City Council meeting. He began beekeeping 5 years ago and is now a member of the Richland Area Beekeepers Association. Importantly, he isn't alone. In 2021, Shelby was recognized as a bee city, and in July 2023, Blue Scope Recycling, based in Mansfield, partnered with the city to establish a pollinator garden at Rabold Park to help support local bee populations. Honeybees play a vital role in pollination. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, these industrious insects pollinate 80% of all flowering plants, including over 130 types of fruits and vegetables. Locally, Bilheimer notes that bees are most active between sunrise and sunset from April to September. At a recent meeting of the Richland Area Beekeepers Association, a speaker from OSU discussed the impact of pesticides on pollinators in California's almond fields. California's almond industry requires millions of hives, some of which come from other countries. Bilheimer's journey hasn't been without challenges. 2 years ago, only one of his hives survived the winter. Since then, through continuous learning and improvement, he now manages 47 hives near Shelby's wastewater treatment plant. While expressing his gratitude to the city for its support, Bilheimer mentioned that his next step is commercial beekeeping, with aspirations to at least double his hive count. He is optimistic that within a few years, Shelby bees will be helping out with almond pollination in California. Next, some Ohio history. Berenice Abbott was a famous photographer from Ohio. She was well known for her portraits of cultural figures, New York City architecture, and science interpretations. Abbott left Ohio State University in 1918 and moved to New York City to study sculpture. She later went to Paris, where she became Man Ray's assistant and began her photography career. In 1929, Abbott returned to New York, where she documented the city's transformation, producing the acclaimed Changing New York series. Abbott lived with her partner, art critic Elizabeth McCausland, for 30 years. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Rhonda Moore. Rhonda was born in Ashland in 1958 and graduated from Mapleton High School in 1976. Known for her caregiving nature, Rhonda worked as a laundry aide at the Kingston of Ashland. Her ever-present smile marked her warmth and generosity. She is survived by her 4 children, 8 grandchildren, her mother, and her brother. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Rhonda's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.